but he's socially distanced. It's, you know, it's not going to be quite be the same thing. But my God, has there ever been a more compelling class? I'm not sure there has been. So
no, I mean, we have three all timers in the same class. I don't remember that happening the way this is happening. You have three of, I would say, the top 27 players ever. I don't know what your list is, but they're all in the top 30. And then Kobe's obviously an all-timer. And then you have the Kobe piece too, of just like his wife. And it's definitely going to be a memorable one.
It's going to be very emotional. And, you know, Duncan and Garnett just so closely thought of. And certainly Duncan comes out ahead with wins and titles and all that. But, you know, that was a great rivalry. I can't wait, honestly, for Tim Duncan's speech more than anybody's, because we never hear from him. And he's funny. You know, he's a funny guy. And so I can't wait to see what he wears. Like, is he going to show up in the jeans and a open collar, or like, how's it going to go? I mean, when's the last time you've seen Tim Duncan dressed to the nines in a 3-piece suit ever?
Yeah. And who? No Popovich, right? Which almost seems wrong that Popovich wouldn't be there. They're so synonymous. They were almost like a father son. You know, they even kind of started to look alike by the tail end of Duncan's career.
Yeah, it's too bad. You're right. That's too bad. And, you know, I'm guessing Doc Rivers won't be there for KG either, right? Because I'm sure he has a game. Unless he can sneak in and out. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they basically have the one seed clinched. Maybe I wouldn't be shocked if one of those guys didn't sneak in there. But with KG, so each one has a fascinating subplot, right? Duncan, who's been so quiet over the years, to actually have him have to talk about himself will be weird and kind of riveting. KG, to see if he can obey the PG-13 limits.
Right.
Like, is he going to just start dropping F-bombs? Can he speak long-term without just starting to drop F-bombs? I have no idea. That's going to be fascinating. And then Kobe and his wife and
MJ. Just that,
And MJ, and there's going to be a weightiness to, I'm sure everything will lead to that. I normally don't care about the Hall of Fame stuff that much. This one I actually care about and I want to watch, because I think those three guys meant a lot for different reasons.
They did. And, you know, KG, someone's going to be in the crowd going, slow down, because he talks at 8 million miles an hour. I mean, will Paul Pierce show up, right? We haven't had a Paul Pierce sighting since his unfortunate dismissal from ESPN for a late night revelry. Does he show up? I don't know. I mean, he's, you know, I would guess going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer in the next round in September. So, yeah, it should be really fun. But what I really do love seeing people like Oscar Robertson and all of those guys, because I don't see them regularly, obviously. And that's how I've gotten to know them through the years, is by going to these events and really getting a chance to listen to them and talk with them. And my guess is that most of them aren't going to make the trip, you know?
So, yeah. And, you know, I think that's been one of the many things that's made the NBA so special, at least to me, but also just as a league, the way they've always kept the older guys in mind and the guys who paved the way. And you know, say what you want about Stern, and we could point to some great things, some bad things, but he was always so conscious of that, not just like paying it back to those guys, but also kind of understanding how they got shortchanged a little bit with what they made out of the league. The league takes care of those guys in all different ways. They always fly them to wherever. They try to get them the finals and things like that. And, you know, I think it's the only league like that. I,